Hi, everybody. Today we're going to be journeying to the Temple of a Thousand Names, so this is going to be a meditation practice. If you have the time to do this, I would advise potentially sitting at an altar or finding a quiet place to sit and turning off all of your devices if possible. If you are not ready, then certainly revisit this meditation at a more appropriate time. So again, today we're going to be journeying to the Temple of a Thousand Names. This meditation in particular is going to help you discover which goddess energy you need most to embody now, and what that goddess wishes to teach or at least activate within you. So everybody, let's begin by taking a seat, turning off your devices, and let's start with our eyes closed and taking a deep breath in through the nose. And let's exhale deeply through the mouth. Let's take in another slow, deep breath in through the nose. And let's release gently through the mouth. With the next breath, with the next inhale, I want you to imagine breathing in very bright golden light. And then exhale slowly, letting your body relax. I also want you to feel the weight of your body supported by the earth beneath you. You are being held, you are safe, and you are currently at peace. With each breath, imagine a warm light glowing at the center of your chest, expanding and softening. Allow your awareness to slowly drift inward into a quiet and timeless place within. At this time, in your mind's eye, I want you to see yourself standing on a very sunny, lit path. The air is going to be warm and scented with wildflowers. And ahead, rising from the earth, is going to be a very large and ancient temple. If you're having trouble envisioning or seeing anything, I want you to just create this in your imagination. Now, when you see this temple, its walls are going to be carved from pale stone, glowing softly in this sunlight. You'll also see towering pillars that stretch upward, and along their surfaces are going to be etched 1,000 names. Names of goddesses from every land and every time. Some you may recognize instantly, others are going to feel mysterious, but each one of these radiates power. I want you to begin to step closer to this temple with your bare feet feeling the smooth stone beneath them. And take your time, allowing yourself to feel the sunlight on your skin. As you start approaching, the great doors of the temple stand open, welcoming you inside. As you cross the threshold, the air is going to shift. You're going to smell incense, sweet, earthy, and grounding incense. You'll see soft light that streams in from the high windows, illuminating this vast hall before you. Along the walls are countless tall arched doorways, and above each one is inscribed with the name of a goddess. Some doorways glow with this golden light, others shimmer in silver, blue, or rose. You begin to walk slowly along the hall. and allow yourself to look at the names as you pass. Notice which names you feel drawn to. And there's no rush here. Trust that the right doorway is going to call for you. Now I want you to pause. Which doorway is speaking to you most strongly? You might see the name clearly, or you might just feel this inner pull. Once you know it, I want you to step towards it. Now I want you to walk through that door. You're going to cross this threshold, and you'll feel the air shift again. You're now going to be in her realm, the place where this goddess resides. Take a look around you. Notice the colors, the landscape, the textures. Is it a lush garden, a shining palace, a quiet forest, or an ocean? The goddess is now here. Feel her presence as she comes towards you. Notice how she moves, what she wears, the energy that she's radiating. And she's going to welcome you and call you by your name. Her voice will feel like it speaks directly to your soul. And as you approach her, I want you to ask her this question: Why have you called me here now? Listen for her answer. And now you can ask her, what aspect of myself do you wish to awaken? And again, allow her words or her images or even feelings to come. And finally, you can ask her this question: What is one truth you want me to carry forward? She's going to smile at you and potentially place something in your hand. It could be a symbol, an object, a word, or even a glowing light. This is going to be her gift to you, and it's going to hold the energy of her blessing and her guidance. So take a moment to receive it fully and make sure you understand what's in your hands. If you do not, ask her for clarification. I want you to extend your gratitude to this goddess in particular who stepped forward. And now she's going to take a step back. And I want you to know that her presence is always going to remain with you. She's going to gesture toward the doorway that you entered through, and you're going to step back into that grand hall of the temple. As you walk toward the open doors, you're going to pass the thousands of names once more. Now, knowing that each one of these is a path and each one is a facet of the divine, you're going to step outside into the sunlight, holding your gift close to your heart. Now, I want you to take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, just begin to return to the present moment. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And of course, you're probably going to want to journal about the goddess that you met and the gift that she gave you and the truths that she shared with you. And allow her wisdom to really weave into your days ahead. This simple meditation can be repeated any time that you wish to connect with a goddess ally. The temple is always open to you. You need only to close your eyes and step directly onto the path.